Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of the Cowboys Can Fan Podcast, brought to you by FanSided and the official podcast of the LandryHat.com. On today's episode, we break down, it's the combine, baby. Everyone's out there in Indianapolis, hucking, chucking footballs and running the pigskin, etc., etc. Big coach Mike McCarthy did an interview. He said he's excited to take over OC duties and dropped a few more little kind of tidbits on the relationship between him and Kellen Moore. We also have an article that we break down if Dak restructures. The Jones family are geniuses. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. And we do our mock draft 2.0. It was a lot of fun. We had our boy Matty Vink join us. Ant was out of office, but it was still a great episode. Ant was out of office, but he joined the show from out of office, is what I mean. He wasn't AWOL. Okay, you gotta know those OOOs and AWOLs. Way without leave, just so you know. Okay, if you do want to catch us live, because you're listening to this on audio, head over to youtube.com/thecowboys, no, just Cowboys Can Fan Podcast, or just Google Cowboys Can Fan Podcast or search Cowboys Can Fan Podcast on YouTube. I bet you could get away with just searching Cowboys Can Fan. We will pop up. We do a live show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. CST, 9 p.m. EST. We also do a show on Sundays. That's kind of fluctuating right now, but we will nail down a date then. So please come join us this Sunday if you do enjoy these audio podcasts and you want to get a little bit more of that visual stimulation. You can also check us out or come find us, drop into our DMs at all the social medias at CanFan. Let me start that one again. At Cowboys Can Fan, you know, like Canadian fan. And we're mostly on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter. And finally, a big shout out to the Gryd Network. That's GRYD Network. This is a group of amazing sports minds coming together to bring to you some discussion and entertainment. If you like more than just the Dallas Cowboys, you like other sports, you need to check out the Gryd Network. That's GRYD Network. All right, enough of me. Let's get into the podcast. We back!
That's the time where you start to dance, Matt.
Woo!
Hey, Matt, just sit there looking at them awkwardly.
Hey! Woo! Welcome to another episode of the Cowboys Can Fan Podcast.
Sponsored to you by Plaid.
Hey!
Double plaiding. You guys, so anyone that's listening on the audio, anywhere audio version of this, Alex and Adam, the bandwagon boys, are both rocking some 90s plaid, flannel, lumber, whatever you want to call it. And I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. It looks good.
Thanks. We're kind of doing a little bit of a late 90s WCW
jobber tag teamers.
It's called style right now.
Okay.
Because all that stuff is in style right now.
Are flannels back?
Flannels are back, bye.
And Adam's even got kind of the little baggier pants.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. See, Matt knows what's on trend right now.
I noticed. I was like, fuck, I wish I could pull
those off. Baggy pants are back. Baggy pants are coming back. Not like crazy like when Adam and Alex were like 13 baggy, but like the skinny jeans are on the way out.
Well, but you know what's the cycle is coming up after that then? Think about it. We're in the 90s right now. Guess what's coming up next?
Early
2000s. Early 2000s. And then after that, the 2010s back to fucking
skin tight jeans.
Tossed hair or whatever, ironed hair.
Tossed hair.
So are you saying the skinny jeans are going to be back when we're like...
Frosted tips.
I say when...
Skinny jeans are going to be back when we're like in our late 40s, early 50s. Oh, yeah. That's all bad. Well,
yeah, probably for me it might be... Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good time.
It was funny because...
It speeds up now though.
Whenever you look at... You see that one meme where it's this little like pit bull or little pit bull or...
It's a Frenchie.
A little Frenchie, and the dog's standing up, and it's like a nice little pot belly. Skinny legs. It's like, this is what mid-30 guys look like in skinny jeans. I'm like, that's so exactly what I look like.
It's exactly, I know, Tanya exactly it.
Shows me that picture and laughs.
Exactly. And you know what? My legs are excited that baggy pants are back. So, hey, guys, what is going on? How are you guys doing? Again, here, Wednesday night, we're doing these two episodes a week again now. We're on our natural Wednesday night slot, but we will be going on Sundays. We haven't really scheduled a time that we're going to do Sundays, but we will be doing double podcasts a week going forward.
Yeah, Sunday may be a little hit or miss, but Wednesdays are always going to be at 6 p.m.
Why would it be hit and or missed?
Why would it be hit or miss?
Oh, what do we got going on here? We're frozen again. Keep talking, boys.
Just saying Sunday, we don't know the time yet.
No time frame, but we will be bringing... This is the thing. Right now, we just kind of talked before we got on air. Right now, there is going to be a lot of football talk, right? Like, we can't be just going one day a week. We got to go Sundays. Like, today, Matty Vink posted in the group chat... I mean, this isn't news, obviously, because it happened, January 25th?
Yeah.
But we're going to start off...
It just kind of came out today.
Publicly. Like, news dropped, right? Yeah. Like, it is... Yeah. It's pretty much for, like, normal, everyday folks as ourselves. Today, it dropped that Jalen Carter, either the first or second overall pick, he's going either at first or second this year. It came out that he was in an incident where he was driving recklessly, crashed, and killed a fellow teammate. And I saw someone post this, and he said, make sure when you're talking about this, say allegedly, but do you even need to say allegedly? Like, that's the facts that happened, right? Like, he was driving, he crashed, and the teammate died.
I think it was another vehicle that crashed and he was racing them.
Oh,
but that's why it is alleged until
it's been proven.
Until it's been proven. But I think that was the issue, was they were racing late at night, or maybe not at night, actually. I don't know. But basically in the report, about 2:30 a.m., they were driving recklessly, passing cars. You know, to be honest, kind of the stupid shit that we used to do as kids.
Every 20-year-old does.
But just not at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
And the reason we're talking about it, it's not Cowboys news per se, but it does, if he ends up possibly going to jail, maybe for manslaughter or missing any substantial amount of time, that's completely changes the draft selection and draft landscape in the first five picks.
Yeah. And the other thing it does is it's like interesting the timing, because this happened back in January 15th. I guess they did it as quickly as they could, but you know, imagine he gets drafted and then this comes out. And I'm not saying that would have been better or worse. It's just, you're right, Ant. It kind of sets up the draft in a whole different way now.
Yeah, it's just shitty
day
for everyone.
The combine
is
when it was kind of released.
So is he going to be at the combine?
I think he's actually supposed to speak. Yeah, it says scheduled today to speak at 10:30. So I don't know if that was this morning or tonight. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I hope, justice is served in whatever way that means, and that I really hope that the guy finds a way to play in the NFL, redeem himself if there's anything to be redeemed by. But this is a very tragic event.
Well, yeah, there's someone, a dude lost his life. Yeah. No one want, and it's shitty in that situation. Like, obviously, he wasn't trying to kill his friend. You know, obviously, the guy that died's his friend. So now you have this dude who's potentially the first overall pick. One of his best friends dies. Like, he's obviously going through some shit, and it's just a tragic situation. And you hate to see it for everyone, for the family, for him, for just for everyone involved. But we have to talk about it because it is going to affect everything that happens in a month or a month and a half.
I think it's huge for Chicago Bears, their first pick.
The table for the Cowboys.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, just the first pick because that's the big story is if they're going to trade down, or I think they might have potentially just taken this guy. So
yeah. Yeah.
I think there was only two guys besides quarterbacks that if they stayed there, they could actually take and it would be a reasonable first overall pick. This was one of them.
Mm.
So I do think that Chicago's going to try to trade down anyways.
Cowboys had no chance of getting him, but it will affect what happens down the line at 26. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. We shall see. And speaking of draft and combine, Big Mike is down there making waves. Of course, Stephen Jones is definitely starting to break away from daddy a little bit. Hey, yeah. like he's starting to be like, oh, I'm my own man. Actually,
I've always been a pepper guy.
Yeah.
I don't like salt, daddy. I told you it dehydrates me.
But
less salt.
Two of the kind of biggest, and we're going to jump into some videos here, but two of the biggest, I guess, sound bites or clips that people have been sharing have been number one, Stephen Jones saying, we just weren't good enough last year. And number two, Mike McCarthy kind of coming out and in my perspective, throwing a little shade in the direction of Kellen Moore. So, do we want to just watch these videos?
Well, just play the first clip there that you had up.
Okay.
Jones spoke today for the team. He talked really about backing up Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy, really doubling down on Coach McCarthy, saying that this was one of his decisions to let go of Kellen Moore, move on from a number of different coaches, and ultimately hire seven new coaches to be a part of the coaching staff. And, of course, the elevation of Brian Schottenheimer to the offensive coordinator position. So with that being the case, we will hear from Mike McCarthy on Wednesday, and that will be an interesting topic of conversation for those around the Cowboys team. As for prospects and the NFL draft itself, Stephen Jones didn't rule out the possibility of taking a running back at the 26th overall pick. Of course, two names that are very intriguing at the 26th spot is Bijan Robinson out of Texas and Jahmyr Gibbs out of Alabama. Both Robinson and Gibbs were home run threats at the collegiate level and could play an impact on an NFL roster, especially one like the Cowboys, with questions with Tony Pollard and his future availability with the team. Stephen Jones said earlier today that he's noncommittal on using the franchise tag on Pollard. However, he did say that they anticipate using the tag on somebody this upcoming season. So with Pollard in question, Ezekiel Elliott's future in question, drafting a running back not out of the question for the Cowboys at pick number 26. A lot of things on the
So I'll just start off that we didn't size that properly for where I gave credit to where that video.
No. Minimize the screen just a little bit more. There you go.
And that's all. I can't. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, there you go.
The biggest
take out of that, obviously, is Mike McCarthy saying that, one, we have seven new coaches that we hired in the offseason.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty wild. Like, I feel like that's something that hasn't really been talked about. A team that went 12-5, won a wild card game, and then made the divisional round has seven new coaches. Like, that's almost a team that's didn't the bottom even make of the postseason.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel.
Well,
team.
What does that tell you? Like, we were talking briefly before we hopped on the air here, and every corporation is run the same way. When there's a firing, you know, you always send them off with the best because it's a good reflection on the company, and you never want to be regarded as that person or that company that speaks bad about someone. That's what the Cowboys are. They're a business, right? These guys are playing. These are career gentlemen in this league. So, of course, when Kellen Moore was fired, it was all flowers and love. But Mike McCarthy's been dropping a couple little bit of hints lately, as well as Stephen Jones, and most recently McCarthy. So they went from saying, oh, we're going to change about 15 to 20% of the offense. Now, this is just minor stuff. Maybe it doesn't really matter. But then recently McCarthy said, oh, we're going to be changing about 30, 35% or something. So, oh, that shift, that bumped up nearly 100% of how much we're changing in the playbook now. Then he also went on to say, and I could pull up the direct quote, but that's not how we do it here.
No, we ad-lib it, baby.
He went to say, I liked basically the run-pass ratio, but I'm not here to light up a scoreboard. I want to run the damn ball and give my defense a break, and kind of alluded to that, like Kellen Moore was out there to be the number one offense and wasn't really looking at it as a team. And but in fairness, he did say, kind of say, like, it makes sense. You're the offensive coordinator. You're focused on the offense.
But he, I mean, the biggest quote, the line that I liked mm-hmm. from that, because I had someone send that to me today. Oh man, something about congrats on your loss this year, this next season. And I was like, well. From that direct quote.
Did you ask him? You're like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Exactly.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck are you? But the fact that McCarthy said, I don't want to be the number one offense. I want to be the number one team.
Yeah, that's throwing some shade right there.
So, it is. It is a little bit of a shade. And you got to read through the lines here. So, you know, they're saying, oh, we're only going to change 20 to 30%. It could be an entirely new playbook, but obviously teams share the same plays, similar plays here and there. But the philosophy is different.
Yeah, what do you think? And first off, look, chat, I've said this. I apologize. We're having technical difficulties. Can't bring your guys' comments in there, but we want to shout out to the real ones. We got EJ Savage, Kilo C, Boots on the Ground, Eric's out. We got Ruben in here, Hoodlum saying, yo, what up? Yo, what up, Hoodlum?
What up? What up?
We'll try to get to you as many comments as we can throughout the show. And just a disclaimer, this isn't water. We're drinking some clean gin and tonics here in the studio.
Clean.
Bullshit.
They're nice, man. These are delicious.
Hey, that's the...
Clink them if you got them.
Clink them. Audio listeners, you can't see, but there's the difference of why...
Clink them if you got them.
Why I'm always out of commission at the end of a...
Yeah. He's already getting to game. Third quarter AJ right now because
I like it.
I gave him a trip.
Yeah,
gave him a triple.
Hey, LSD in this thing, man?
my old ass mother, who's a fan of the show, by the way, I love you, mom. She
Don't
was
you fucking say that about my mom.
My mother too. I can say whatever I want about my mom. She was like, gin. Who drinks gin? I'm like, I drink gin.
You do. You guys are gin.
And then I make them drink gin too. Anyways.
Yeah. Did you make her gin?
I want like that. Huh? I want a clean gin and tonic.
Mom would beat you up. So I don't know where we were going with this. AJ was talking about were discussing about Kellen Moore. Okay, no, I know what you're saying. How a corporation kind of starts off with like, yeah, it wasn't the right fit. Well, it started off when he left was it was a mutual
exactly
thing.
This mutual
like that mutual split.
And mind you, Kellen Moore did go on to get a job right away, lickety split.
The next day for a good team.
Which is why he wants to be the number one offense so we can go to the fucking next best offer.
It's like that scene in Moneyball when Philip Seymour Hoffman, rest in peace, says to Brad Pitt, you know, I want to run this baseball team the way that I can explain in job interviews next season. And that's, I think, how Kellen Moore...
It is the truth. And in that clip, we had them talking about the potential of taking a running back in the first round. So
yeah, Gibbs and Robinson.
I have to say, is from like an outsider's perspective, it really feels now that they're going to. I know you guys don't necessarily want them to.
I don't hate it, man. Honestly, depending what we do with Vink, we're both in a fantasy football draft together, and we were both kind of in the same spot. Like someone made the beak. Oh, yeah, he's Zeke 2.0. It's like I think people forget how good Zeke Elliott was his first 5 years. The big mistake was signing him to a $90 million draft pick. If you can get someone with Zeke's production in for 5 years and then just not re-sign him.
Instead of the fourth.
At the 26th pick, that is a fucking, in my opinion, no fucking brainer, man. If you can get Zeke's production, dude, people forget how good Elliott was in 2016.
You made me watch a bunch of highlights from
it. I had to. I get like goosebumps watching it. He was so good, man. He honestly carried that team. That team in 2016 was good enough to be in a Super Bowl. No, they didn't make a Super Bowl, and they were carried by Ezekiel Elliott. If you can get a rookie carry your team, and we can get that guy at 26, it is a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah, and chances are they're going to franchise Tony Pollard. Then you draft a running back, cut Zeke.
Or they draft a running back and they don't franchise TP20 because they didn't say they don't know who they're going to franchise. Go ahead. Yeah,
right. Sorry. But I do want to hear what Boots has to say. Sorry. But I just wanted to say, I would go in my first three rounds. If I did go running back, I might then just go wide receiver round two as well.
Offense.
Just load up on the O.
Because I think I mean we need a wide receiver, that's for sure.
Are you tipping your hand for your draft strategy coming up?
Well, I want Booty. I'd take Booty in number two, or I'd take DeAndre.
AJ, you're going running back first, wide receiver second, and then what?
I'm saying if you draft running back, I wouldn't shy away from wide receiver and then probably BPA for our needs on defense. Yeah.
Too punk rock for me. His outfit and his style right now is too punk rock for me.
Wild. You crazy. Were going to say something Boots had to say?
Crack him if you got him, man.
Crack him if you got crack him, you got son. Him,
it's weird. You get the silent cracks. The Zoom recording totally doesn't give us the little nice psst.
Oh, hi. I'm Fake Jerry Jones. Whenever I'm relaxing in my office, I like to listen to the sweet serenade of my favorite Hawaiian tunes while I check out the latest Cowboys Can Fan podcast. This one has been a gooder. Anyways, these boys need to pay some bills, so hang on while we get through some ads.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, now that those ads are finally over, we can get back to the podcast, and I can get back to salting my McMuffins. How about them Cowboys?
I cracked it, though.
Because we were talking about the run game, so I was making it a point. Boots on the ground, Eric says, McCarthy says he will run the ball more to give the defense some rest. You have to maple leave that tweak in the game management when we ask the Super Bowl next season, in brackets, little Canadian humor for you.
Well, and that's even more reason if that's the way that they're going, because correct me if I'm not mistaken here, but Cowboys actually ran a hefty amount last year.
Yep, they did. Yeah. But it didn't feel like it though to me. Like I honestly think they could have ran more. And we did talk prior about possibly franchise tagging TP20. I think it'd be a mistake to not bring back at least one of those guys. What the fuck are you guys laughing
sorry,
at?
Sorry. All Even podcast with Barry Grant Jr. What up, Barry? Comes in, he goes, what the fuck is going on? Am I watching Natural Born Killers?
Yeah, we were saying that AJ's Mickey and Adam's
then,
Mallory.
And they started calling me Mallory, and I said, no, I'm the dad. I'm Rodney Dangerfield.
Which isn't better.
No, it's worse. It's worse. I'm like some sort of like...
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it. Don't even describe him. We'll get canceled. Whoa.
Oh, we're frozen if you got him.
Oh, we're fucking frozen again.
I don't, Are we frozen again?
Just keep.
Keep going.
Okay, so what we'll do once we get the OBS figured out, I will watch that McCarthy clip about him talking. It's him at the combine. So today the NFL draft combine, all the players, all the personnel have showed up. The combine starts tomorrow. So Mike McCarthy talked. Everyone's there. Where is the combine in Indianapolis again this year? Is it always there?
I think it's always in Indianapolis.
I think it's always in Indy also. But so everyone, the whole NFL, all their front offices will be there watching these players. Did you end up getting that article or like a schedule up of that, AJ, for what players are going when?
I'm just pulling that up.
Because it,
yeah, so.
For us, yeah. So what's tomorrow? Is it because it's player position-wise, right?
So Thursday, March 2nd, the defensive linemen and linebackers.
Yep.
Starting at 3 p.m., which is nice. 12, perfect. Just for when lunch hits, I'm going to just kick back and watch some D linemen run some 5.0s.
Tomorrow?
D linemen? D linemen, linebackers. Friday is defensive backs and special teams. Saturday is quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight ends. That's going to be a hot day. And then we finish Sunday, running backs and offensive linemen.
Okay, so it's going kind of deep. It's defensive loaded at the front, and then they kind of go to. I'm you know what? I'm surprised they don't do like cornerbacks and wide receivers on the same day, just because it's always fun to see those guys compared to each other, because those are the most athletic guys, wide receivers and cornerbacks.
Actually,
and we're in the market for both those positions.
Yeah, no, that would be fun to see them play against who they are going to be playing against.
Well, I wonder if the reason they don't do that is because both of them, their drills take up so much of the field. So they probably literally,
That's exactly why. Like, if you look at how they group them, that's like you're going to have defensive linemen and linebackers, which are around the same grouping. And then defensive backs are just going to, there's probably a lot more defensive backs. And wide
receivers. That's why there were special teams, because special teams, they'll just be punting and kicking field goals. Special teams, like, I wonder how many special teams players are even invited to the combine. There can't be that many, right?
Yeah, but they're with the defensive backs.
I know, that's weird, right? Yeah. It just seems like a weird pairing.
Special and teams, then, yeah, like kickers, punters. Like, because even a punt, like in college, is they're like, oh, I just returned punts. No, you're probably playing in the game as well too, right? Like,
yeah.
So that is a funny. I'm actually going to be trying out for wide receiver and special teams. So
wide receiver, special teams, defensive back, and maybe a little bit of Q back.
And then what was it? So what day was Q-back? It? And then it was QB, wide receiver, and tight end.
Yeah, QB, wide receiver, tight end on Saturday, and then Sunday finishing with running backs.
That's probably the most exciting day. Then I'd say Saturday, you get a feel.
I got your answer for the special teams here.
Oh, here we go. Yep. Matty B.
There's six kickers. There's one long snapper.
Fucking A.
Who's he going to compete against?
Like, what's his competition?
Hey, We need to write his name down.
Yeah.
Alex Ward.
He's the long snapper from UCF. And then there's five punters. So 12 total. Special teams players.
All these fuckers think they could be a Pat McAfee.
What are their drills?
I'm going to be a podcast host.
What are their drills? Okay, kick the fucking ball as far as you can. Yeah, all right, kick it through. Okay.
Alex Ward, you sit here.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Alex Ward's name to get called on one of the draft days, because I'm going to go nuts.
Funny thing is, we do laugh, but a top quality long snapper can be a difference of a couple missed important field goals or extra points.
It would be the worst if he doesn't get picked up or drafted from a team. He's like, well, I went to the fucking combine.
Yeah.
EJ Will McClay Savage says, y'all should pull up who the Cowboys have met with for the combine from the combine thus far. Might give some insight. So EJ, here on the CanFan podcast, and you know this, you just tell us the information versus making us seek it out.
Yeah, like EJ, come on now. And I get it. I started to do it too. Wait, I'm just searching. I see. There's Hendon Hendon Hooker.
Oh my God, AJ, that's like one of the easiest names to pronounce.
This is
Hendon Hooker.
This is why Ultra Cowboy has nonstop been just flaming the chats the last two sessions, saying, "Oh, the DAC apologists or the DAC whiners are going to be mad when we draft Hendon Hooker."
Hell no!
I don't
man.
Know why we'd be mad though.
I wouldn't be mad.
Why? So you got a quarterback that's in his seventh year, right? You got a quarterback in his seventh year. Hasn't had that much success in the postseason. He's been a decent season quarterback, right? Like Dak's had some very good seasons, has fell short in the playoffs. Why would Cowboys fans that are even Dak Prescott fans be mad if we drafted a quarterback? All that's going to do is make him make Dak Prescott better.
Competition
breeds success. Like
absolutely.
Get drafts. You know what? I said that we shouldn't take a quarterback until probably the fourth. But if we took one in the third and it was Hendon Hooker, then so be it. I'm all for it.
Everyone keeps telling us that we're taking Hendon Hooker. I mean, everyone.
Look,
Ultra Cowboy keeps telling us that we're taking Hendon Hooker in round two.
There's a thing in life, excitement, and there's a thing in life, anxiety. Both of those things are the same feeling. It's just a matter of how you kind of deal with it.
Right.
Well, Dak Prescott is kind of like that thing. Either there's a bunch of people who he is what he is. He's in the contract he has. He's not in a tradable position. So this is the quarterback. Yet people will scream, trade him.
Trade him. Cut him.
And then there'll be people on the other side
he's not getting cut.
Yeah. That's what I like. So it's just entirely hard to even have that conversation anymore, because it's just, even if I agree with you, it's just not happening. And so there's no point to really chat about it in a couple of years for sure.
So one thing I would like to talk about, and we have a video about it, is Mike McCarthy's finally talked about
Mike McCarthy's OnlyFans.
His OnlyFans. It's been blowing up. He does some pretty kinky stuff on it. No, so we got a video of Mike McCarthy talking at the NFL Combine today.
Looking just like someone told him that they caught pictures of him sharing his wiener online.
Dear Lord, let's get him moving.
This is the most fun I've had since I've been in Dallas. I mean, just to be in the meeting room again with the coaches full time. We've been getting, just to go, 8 to 11:30 in break, and you've been talking nothing but, skiing. I haven't had that. So that part's different.
Can you pause it for a second?
Here we go.
So this is where we're at right now. It's the most fun he's had in Dallas. He's got all his coaches together.
He's looking at you right now.
He's looking at me. Oh, no, I'm looking.
No, he's saying go on.
Okay, I like what you're saying.
So he's saying from 8 to 11, all they do is talk scheme. So what the prior 3 years, what were they doing between 8 and 11? He said it's the first time it's happened.
Getting Whataburger?
When you're in Kellen Moore's OC, okay, you just chill. I want everyone to be home with their families at night, just enjoying a chill surf wave, if that's what you're into.
Hey, Doc, you're gonna throw some balls?
I don't know why
he's
definitely not a surfer guy.
Yeah, well, 8 to 11. He did go to LA, but 8 to 11, is that 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.? Because that's like,
yeah, no.
Or are they talking 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
I don't know.
I think what he was saying there is
two and a half hours.
I think what he said was going from 8 to 11:30 and then going to break. And talking with the boys at like lunch break, like just constantly talking.
We got to rehear it. Yeah. We got to rehear it.
We're going to bring it back.
Run it back.
This is the most fun I've had since I've been in Dallas.
Yeah, we got
just
that,
to be
Mike.
In the meeting room again with the coaches full time. We've been getting, just to go, 8 to 11:30 in break. And you've been talking nothing but, skiing. I haven't had that. So
I think what he said,
8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
And then have a break, and then we're still talking scheme in the lunchroom. I'm here sipping coffee.
We're eating a big bowl of spaghetti.
I'm eating my 11:30 bowl of spaghetti, and we're right. And then we're drawing out routes on a napkin.
Oh, we're drawing routes out napkins after we use them.
Using some sauce.
Sure hope you guys are talking about football on your lunch break. Come on.
Well,
I don't do anything exciting, and at lunch break, I'm talking about work usually.
He's even saying, though, before the lunch break that they're talking schemes. He's like, I haven't had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened the prior 3 years?
I know. So let's keep this rolling. I went back a little bit.
We've been getting, just to go, 8 to 11:30 and break. And it's, you've been talking nothing but, skiing.
Three and a half hours. You guys better take a break.
So that part's different. But then
Different. Going that amount of time.
Responsibilities here that you have to keep doing. And so just you got to delegate more. I mean, we have a good plan. I think doing this in year four is totally different than, would have been doing in year one, especially coming in with the pandemic and everything that we had year one.
Watch this. I got him cutting, looking.
I mean, but this is a yearly challenge. I think just like anything, and I've always gone about it this way. From my chair, I just don't want to go backwards. And my personal experience through draft and develop, the biggest increases in our player productivity will come from within.
Hey, so you know what? The one thing I do like him saying is he doesn't want to go backwards.
Yep.
Which to me, that's the only way to not go backwards is you have to be in the NFC Championship game.
That's true.
You got to year one, you missed the postseason, you went 6-10. Year two, you went 12-5, you made the wild card, you lost the wild card. Year three, you went 12-5, you made it to the divisional. Well, year four, it's nut up or shut up, NFC Championship or bust, baby.
There we go.
Yeah, they won't be content with making the divisional and losing that this year.
It can't happen. It just I mean, I said it this year, a wild card loss would be awful. But I also, I was saying it basically from the start of the season, we needed to see Mike McCarthy do better than the wild card. And he did, but now I'm at the point, they can't just make it to the divisional. They have to do better, or you got to figure something else out.
I got to say, boys, and it could just be a little bit of
clean gin and tonics for
the clean gin and sodas. Tonics. But I'm very excited about what I'm hearing. I feel like, I trust that Mike McCarthy. Well, here's the thing. I'm excited that Mike McCarthy's going to go in there with a new scheme, one that's built for Dak Prescott, and not trying to just like throw as many points on the board. I love that he's talking about a team victory instead of just an offensive win. Of course, he's the coach, so that makes sense. So I am pretty excited about Mike taking over, and I think add that on, Anth, with those seven new hires, you can look at it two ways. Was it an exodus, or was it a cleaning of the house? Mike probably more than likely was able to say, I'm bringing in my boys, and then he did so. Right. This is all right now. We'll see. Week one, we lose 39-3 again. I mean, we're going to be talking differently.
I do like the fact that they kept a couple of the coaches that I ended up, and the only reason I have basis of this is because of the sound of the sidelines. The two coaches that I really liked on the sound of the sounds of the sideline, Al Harris, and then I can't remember the defensive line coach, but he's the guy from the UK. I love both those guys. They're still on the roster.
How about Vasectomy Jones?
Yeah. Vasectomy's still on there. Jim Fossil still banning the special team. So,
Barry Grant Jr. says, AJ, go back and look at his scheme in Green Bay the last 5 years. Beware of what you wish for.
But he wasn't calling. He wasn't in defense of that. He wasn't calling the plays the last couple of years. He did call the plays when they won the Super Bowl. I do get what Barry's saying, but his last couple of years, he wasn't calling the offense.
And then a Kahuna says, personally, I heard Cody Mauch likes to talk scheme.
Oh, Cody Mauch, baby. Cody, we're Mauch boys, baby.
Mauch pit.
Man, you know what? Just before we move on.
Bring him up. Bring up our boy. Bring up our boy.
We getting Mauch pit up on there?
You know it. We're about to get Mauch pit.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mauch, baby.
There he is.
If he's not a Dallas Cowboy by the end of all this, they're saying though
that he might go first round,
second round. So
pretty much,
it'll be just funny when we're live streaming the draft and he goes either. No matter who he goes to, as long as it's not the Eagles, we'll love it.
Hey,
he's gonna be an Eagle, guaranteed.
I'm personally doing a screenshot when Cody Mauch is named.
I'm in.
No matter what team,
Maui Wowie.
Okay, did we next want to move on to the blog?
Yeah, let's get you, AJ. You wrote a great article talking about. If the Joneses extend Dak Prescott, They look like geniuses. You dropped a genius word.
Yeah, you know what? It's super clickbaity. I wanted people to get riled up and be like, fuck, because 99% of the people hate Jerry Jones. I'm in that 1%. That AT&T.
Well, he's also in the specialty. He's also in the 1%, but a different type of 1%.
He's in the 0.1%.
Oh, sorry.
He's
that's right.
A billionaire.
A billionaire.
Oh, Jerry? Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what I was really talking about, and I made some notes to make it really easy for me to break it down for you guys.
Jerry Jones recloned his son to look like Michael Keaton.
I know. When you said that, Ant, that was hilarious. But
he calls him Michael sometimes. He's like, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Come here. It's fucking.
Or just calls him Batman.
Growing up, my favorite movie was Batman. So no, I paid
Batson.
I paid $500 million to get Batson.
Batson, come over here.
Come over here, and salt my White
salt
Castle.
Salt my biscuit.
Salt my biscuit.
But we basically the point is, Dak's contract is huge. It's a lot of cap. It's 20% of the cap over the next 2 years. Too much, really. To me, borderline what I would pay. But I think it's fair that the argument is that the play on the field doesn't necessarily add up to the payment. Okay, I can accept that argument regardless of how we got to this point.
Wait one sec, though. With that, though, prior to like this season, right? So people are very, very quick to forget that Dak Prescott in 2021 broke the Cowboys record for most touchdown passes in the season. So, you can't discredit his career because he had an off year with interceptions. 2021, he had 37 touchdowns, and I think it was 10 or 11 interceptions. Like, that's pretty damn good. So I feel like in 2021, he was a bargain now with how much quarterbacks are, realistically.
Sure. It's the recency bias, though, and I'm just saying.
What have you done for me now?
Yeah, and I accept when people say that. It's not necessarily something I say. But let's just look at 2024, 2025 free agents in 2024 from the Cowboys coming up here. We got Diggs and Curse that we more than likely are going to want to re-sign. Maybe not Curse, but 100% Diggs.
Oh, I thought Curse was on a two-year deal. I think we still have him.
He for 2023, this is 2024 free agents.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Diggs and Curse in 2024, so there's going to need be we're going to need money for Diggs 100%. 2025, Dak, Zach Martin, Lamb, Osa, and Turpin. Now,
in 2025?
In 2025. And then in 2026, Parsons. So we need to make some room here for 2023, 2024. And obviously, we're over cap. So
AJ, Diggs, where's my camera? Diggs, Lamb, Parsons.
Yeah.
That is like, that's a lot of money right there.
You're damn well right. But we got some magic in the that they can do. I don't know how they do it, but they can restructure some magic. You also got to look at Dak's injury history, and I'm not saying that. I say he's borderline injury prone.
I mean, unlucky,
but 11 games missed in 2020, yep. 5 games missed in 2022.
What about 2021?
2021, he played the full season.
No, he missed one.
He missed one.
Cooper Rush came in and won. We beat the Vikings with Cooper
you know
Rush.
What?
On Halloween.
Yeah, he started that game. That's what it was, ooh. I think.
No, Dak didn't. He was out. Okay, he was out with the. They beat the.
Well,
the
even Patriots. More to add.
Yeah.
Even more games to add then.
One game. He missed one game in 2021.
Right. But
still,
that's what
injured.
You're looking at. He's that border. He could be in injury.
Sorry, one game because he also had the bye week was there.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
So then he got,
in 2021.
So, but what. Basically, I'm just forming an argument for each side of the team, all right? Dak can look at the team and be like, okay, you guys need cap space, and the Cowboys can look at Dak and be like, well, you don't always play a full season. So the average kind of restructure I looked at was between $5 to $10 million that's freed up. 10's high and rare, but let's go with that because it's more fun. So let's say that Dak restructures his contract. However they do it is typically whatever magic they do, and they basically kick the can down the road to 2025, free up $10 million in 2023 and 2024. This is high hopes, people. But Dak's going to end up with like $20+ million more in his 2025 contract.
Long-term, it benefits him.
Exactly, and he can re-sign and re-guarantee more money. So works out for Dak, he just doesn't get it right now. But if he does that in 2023... he drops down to $39 million, which is in line with Josh Allen as a quarterback, go figure. And in 2024, he'd be fifth highest paid quarterback behind Watson, Murray, Stafford, and Mahomes, and being paid the same as Allen, a little bit more, but the same as Allen, basically. And then in 2025, if nothing changes, and of course it will with new quarterbacks whose contracts are coming up, et cetera, but he would be the eighth highest at $42 million. So pretty reasonable if you look at
more than fair. More than fair.
Yeah, still top 10.
Still top 10 money, but like now you're talking about eighth paid right now. And I believe that there's going to be guys who sign contracts that are going
to. Lamar Jackson is getting paid. Like right there, that bumps him to ninth then, right?
Well,
like, there's going to be quarterbacks coming up that are going to end up breaking fucking bank.
Yeah, Lawrence,
Hurts, Herbert.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Tagovailoa.
Burrow.
And Will Greer. Don't leave him off the list.
I cannot wait for Jalen Hurts to get his payday. I cannot wait for the Eagles, and I hate to get off topic here, just real quick. The Eagles, this was their chance with how big of a deal they had on Jalen Hurts, because as soon as he comes up on his second contract, you're almost crippled. I mean, granted, they do have two first-round picks this year, but paying Jalen Hurts, it's like when we paid Dak Prescott. It hurts. It hurts you big time.
Here's the thing. It's always going to be roughly about between 18 to 25% of the contract in those. It does eat up a fucking lot, and that's just what you got to do.
Do you think you're going to follow what Jalen Hurts says, and he's like, you know, I'm here, I want to win, it's about the team first. So the idea that he's possibly going to push and do kind of like a Brady. And
that's why these guys have agents.
Totally.
Yeah, right? Exactly. The reason The reason Brady did the deal was because Brady had already won, and Brady wanted to keep winning. Brady was also a multimillionaire at the time, and I don't want to bring in his family life, but his wife was already the breadwinner too. So it's like they were rolling in the dough, right?
Yeah.
Other guys there. Jalen Hurts is going to want to get paid as a top, I'd say top five quarterback. He's going
to
want it.
But just to summarize that whole rant that I just went on, what do y'all think?
You got
think?
Nice notes here. I've been looking at your notes. These are good notes.
Thanks. Do you think that the Joneses are geniuses? If the restructuring deal happens.
I'll say this. Stephen Jones.
If everything works out like how
I will say this. Stephen Jones, they call me. AJ should be running the shit. I would be okay with that because he would sneak me in at least, like, he'd give me some sort of job. But Stephen Jones, they call him Catboy.
At very least, he'd be in the box.
I'd be okay with that. They called Stephen Jones Catboy because he has always got the Cowboys under the cap when they've always been, like, so over it and had no chance, but he gets knocked because we never take a role at a bigger acquisition. This just popped into my head. I saw a rumor today saying
you got that so the Cowboys.
I did. I saw a rumor cracking. If you got him, the Cowboys, and this is being posted by Brian Baradas and a bunch of other big Cowboys content creators. Oh, nice catch. That is a touchdown. It's been a while since your last toss. So that was a good one. But
it's been off season.
They're saying the Cowboys are cooking up something big to do with the draft or a trip or something. Crack, have you got him, son?
That warm neutral.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Go ahead, Ant. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's been rumored that the Cowboys, look, when I bring this in, it lights me up. They're saying that the Cowboys have been cooking up something big. Could it be a trade, possibly?
Trading Dak for Hendon Hooker. Sorry, trading Dak because they're making room for Hendon
Hooker. Dak for a second-round pick.
Dudes, that brings up a good...
Hey, Matty V was trying
to say sorry. Yeah, go ahead,
I was just going to follow up to Ant. Do you see a scenario where they trade for like a high-end wide receiver...
A Hopkins, possibly.
Like a Hopkins or...
A Brandon Cooks.
Diggs, which I don't think will happen.
Dude, if they traded for Diggs, I'd be down. Honestly, I'd be down with giving up a first-round pick for Diggs.
Okay, hang on. So I'm going to interrupt everybody right now because Boots gave our first off-season super chat of $10.
Oh, shit!
He sent his comment earlier, and Boots, I would love to post on the screen, but we're having some technical difficulties in CanFan Studio lately. But Boots does a super chat, $10, says, AJ, I love you, but you look like the love child between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dale Gribble from King of the Hill. Put up the graphics and give me a side by side. I dare you.
Who?
Love you, AJ. So Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dale Gribble.
You know who Dale Gribble is. He's the one that has all the conspiracy theories.
Don't you think it's more likely though that they they draft wide receiver than trade for a.
Totally. Yeah. I honestly think if the Cowboys were doing something, say they were trying to trade up or do something big for a player, I'd honestly rather them. The issue with trading for a Diggs or a DeAndre Hopkins is they're worth so much money that it would honestly, that would be a move saying we want to win the Super Bowl next year because it ends up fucking you up. Sorry, just get the side by side.
There's AJ.
AJ.
It's pretty good. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
One of them needs to be wearing flannel, though.
Yeah. That's right, because AJ's been vaping all. Oh, damn.
Is he vape 10 right now or what? Dale Gribble's vaping. he's getting litty.
He's old school vaping, smoking a straight cig.
Just smoking.
And he's wearing the vampire shirt. Sorry, one second. Is Dale the one that goes, "Hey man"?
No. That's Boomhauer.
Boomhauer. That's right.
Dale Gribble's like the man. Aliens are coming, and the government's against us. And I'm
that's early 2000 AJ. That's fucking 2001 to 2005 AJ.
Dale Gribble was always he's the big conspiracy nut in
2001 to 2005 AJ.
Hey man.
Sweet.
Okay. Anyone that's listening to this, we're looking right now at a side-by-side picture of Dale Gribble from King of the Hill and Stone Cold Steve Austin from the WWE. And we had boots on the ground saying that AJ looks like a love child because AJ, I honestly think you look kind of cool. I think you look like a early 2000 metal or new metal lead singer. That's what you look
like. He's interview with the vampire punk rock right now.
Okay, but back to what Maddie was saying, do I think it's more likely that we trade for a wide receiver or draft one? I think it's more likely that we would draft one because a DeAndre Hopkins or a Stephon Diggs just come with so much money and baggage that it would be we're trying to win next year or we're gonna suffer in the years after because we're going to be in cap hell.
Well, on that real quick, and then we can move into our mock draft, baby.
Version 2.0, baby.
Our boy, Defy Talks Cowboys, put an at in front of that. I was going to write an article about this, and then I saw that Defy also writes, and so I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to buy this shit, but we can talk about it.
Get him to guest post on the CanFan blog.
That's right. Well, hey, that'd be great. Well, I don't know if he can do that because he's...
Because he's blogging with the boys.
He's blogging with the boys. Shout out. But I love this question. Would you rather the Dallas Cowboys trade for DeAndre Hopkins and draft a cornerback first round or trade for Jalen Ramsey and draft a wide receiver first round? Discuss.
I like both of these options.
I know, but you have to pick one. It's a would you rather.
This is classic Adam. I know. Classic okay. Add name one, names four.
Done. I'll say it. Take Ramsey, draft Booty.
Okay. I like that.
Booty like in the that. First. Get a first round.
Oh, I mean, not Booty in the first. We could probably get Booty in the second.
No, we're losing a first round. If we're trading for either of these guys, our first round's gone.
Truth. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So
our first round's gone. So we're drafting if
Dallas trades for DeAndre Hopkins and drafts a CB in the first round. So if they do trade,
let's say
for DeAndre,
our first with our first pick.
Right.
Yeah. So second round. So it, like I just said, if we trade for Jalen Ramsey or we trade for DeAndre Hopkins, we will not have a first round pick this season.
All even says Hopkins. So who? What do you say, Ants? What do you say, Matt?
Maddie, what are you thinking?
I was leaning Ramsey. I don't know.
Matty V and Adam are both saying Ramsey.
You know, I'm honestly leaning Ramsey.
I love the thought of Ramsey and Diggs and then getting a high-end wide receiver.
True.
Well, I guess you can't get a super high-end one in round two, but you could get a serviceable one round two.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm maybe going Hopkins is because Hopkins is that guy. He can go out at wide receiver one and win on the outside, right? You know he's going to go at wide receiver one and help. I don't think there's in the second round, like Maddie just said, that you're not finding a wide receiver that's going to line up on the outside. This draft is predominantly slot receivers. So if you're going to take a receiver, he's going to be a guy in the slot. That's not what the Cowboys need. The Cowboys need a guy that's going to win outside.
That's probably
If I'm still picking for my identity of this football team, imagine adding Jalen Ramsey to Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Diggs, Jaron Curse, like Osa Odigizua. Like imagine adding that dude to that defense. I just think that would just be such a game changer. They're both good in my eyes. I don't think either will happen, but I'm going to go with I would pick Ramsey.
So Matt, Anthony, and I are all Ramsey. All of chat is Hopkins. Alex, who do you pick?
You know, I did think about this because, like I said, I considered writing an article. And I might have even gotten halfway through it before I scrapped the idea.
Matt's point is
Maddie about to hit a home run?
No, Alex, the outfield? No, he has the comment right here.
I did summarize my point. It was
I should have just shut up and hope that he said the opposite of his comment. Here.
No.
Fucking hilarious.
This is exactly what I was going to think. I'm not reading it, but you tell me if this adds up. So, I do think Ramsey is the better play in terms of what his ceiling's going to be, but I think getting Hopkins on there, he's just such a sure number two. And that's going to help the offense so much that I would go with Hopkins and just go drafting. Then I reverse from what I said at the beginning of the podcast and start going cornerback.
Then you'd go running back. No, you'd go running back then.
Would you say that?
Okay, Bland, well, fuck yeah.
Would you say that Bland is going to make a leap this upcoming season?
I hope
you
so.
Can still draft. I'm just reading on.
Oh, is that what AJ was saying?
And you can still draft a cornerback in a later round?
Hey, Matt. What? That's probably the smartest thing you've ever said in your life.
What I'll say about what AJ just said, with you said Hopkins being a number two, fuck that. If you trade for Hopkins,
well,
CeeDee Lamb becomes your number two.
Like, I know,
Hopkins is now your number one.
But, yes, but also two.
As well.
We know that Lamb is going to still be the number one on paper.
Yeah. Okay. I think if we'd made a move, either of those dudes would help this team tremendously.
It happen. Here's some clap back from the chat on that. So All Even says, we need firepower. Defense is in our issue.
Truth.
Boots on the Ground says, get Ramsey, draft for wide receiver. I firmly believe Gallup was still hurt all season. He'll be better next season. Like how LVE played better this last season well after his injury. So I said that because Boots is kind of agreeing with us. EJ Savage is saying take Hopkins. Kilo C saying take Hopkins.
Oh, so Jerry and Will McClay on the same side again.
Yeah, EJ Will McClay Savage says, even with CD, if D-Hop is healthy, he's top five. Hopkins also allows you to play CD in the slot.
Definitely. But my big issue with both those guys is you get either of them and they're going to either want to get paid or they're going to just be rentals, right?
Yeah. We're not doing it.
Well, in a season like this where Mike McCarthy is a play caller, they're not happy with last year's production. Do you take a gamble and you rent a player for a year?
Hey, man.
And make a push for it? I mean, obviously every year you should be making a push for it. Like,
but you don't want to cripple yourself, right?
Yeah, so when you're looking at the amount of issues we're going to have in 2025 and 2026 with paying players.
It's coming. Winter's coming.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
why the fuck not?
Go for it now.
Go
for it now.
My whole theory, and I kicked the can down the road.
Do it.
Last year I said we had a 2-year window. This year I'm saying we have a 2-year window. Next year I might say we have a 2-year window, but I'm still saying we have a 2-year window this year.
I agree. I honestly agree with the 2-year window right now. Big time.
Get it. Back to back.
So why not? Well, why not roll the dice? I would love.
Yeah.
Back to back years, baby.
Would you guys be mad with either of them? That's the real question. No. If they traded for either of those guys, I'd be like, oh man, well, it might fuck us down the line. But if it wins us a Super Bowl next year,
no.
Who gives a shit?
Totally. Totally. Exactly.
But it contradicts Jerry saying we're here for the long game. We're all Eagles are in the.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, you're on your deathbed by the looks of it. So just let's get rolling.
Well, let's just hope that
the surprise that was rumored isn't just a fucking truckload of salt McMuffins.
I mean, that'd be nice. So
okay. So while Anth is heading away,
the whale. I'm like, ah.
I haven't seen that movie yet. But yeah,
well, he whales it out of his little chair there.
I did get tickets for Creed this Friday.
Look at you.
I'm going on a movie a week. I got a movie schedule, and I'm going on a movie a week.
It's weird that haven't got invited to one of them yet.
Well, this one you're gone.
It's always him just telling me he's going to a movie.
Matt. I do. I put in the chat sometimes.
He says he's going, and I should say, oh, get me a ticket too.
Yeah, you should.
I'll be gone. You're right, though.
But you are going to be gone. So, but we got Scream 5 coming up, and then a whole bunch of other good things. So
can't wait. Movie time with AJ, aka Dale Stone Co. Steve Austin Gibbs, aka 11 from Stranger Things, what? Aka
are you going to switch
Natural
off
Born
Ants,
Killers?
Ants. For all those listening, I'm just razzing Adam because he had Ant pulled up. And Ants walked away.
Ooh, LB. LB's on her new phone, and Lila Bessie is just finally showing up in the chat, so she didn't hear me talk smack about her.
So we are going to be doing a mock draft.
Holy cow.
And we're doing the Cowboys, of course.
So is Matt our Jerry Jones, since he's our guest today?
He can't be Jerry Jones. No. I'm... Batson, come over here and talk to me right now.
Okay, so who, if we're doing...
I'm Jerry, so, Steven.
You're Jerry? I was Steven last time.
Oh, what?
And you were Jerry last time.
Oh, well, we're sticking... I'm Mike McCarthy every time.
Yeah,
I thought the goal was when we have a guest like Matty V.
Well, that's what we got to figure out now. So we got... You're Schottenheimer.
I'm Schottenheimer.
Or you can be Schottenheimer or Dan Quinn.
Ooh!
I feel like Adam is more of a Dan Quinn, but...
Add Stephen Jones.
I'm
Mike McCarthy.
I'll be Schottenheimer.
Okay.
And then we got Will McClay in the...
and then we got Will McClay.
And the rest of the War Room.
Yeah, so the War Room... that's right. Sorry, Barry says me and Ad are going to a movie because I'm going to see Barry in New York. Tuesday, Barry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tuesday, I'll hit you up on the DMs. I'll have a little bit of free time Tuesday.
Just don't,
I'm jealous a little bit.
Don't fall into Adam's trap when he says, "Oh, I'm tired."
No,
just trust me.
No.
And don't accept any drinks from him.
Yeah, no, Barry, you can. I'm going to take Alex's people's elbow for
night. Yeah.
Are you actually?
No,
you should.
I'm not taking. I'm not going to. Deprivilege Barry from fucking. People's elbow. People. No, was it the people's elbow?
No, it's rock bottom.
Rock bottom for the table.
Which is
so.
So we're going mock draft here.
Okay, mock
so
draft, baby.
Let
mock
me get
draft,
a little
baby!
Let me get a little backstory here. So last week we did version one. We did four rounds. We did a bunch of trades. This week we're just going strictly drafting at our spot. PFF's a little bit broken right now. There's going to be guys that are available in the second, third, and fourth round that probably won't be there in those spots. So one, let's consciously
rules
think what we want to
rules well, of engagement.
Let's consciously think what we're looking at drafting in the first round. Let's go around. Each person gets a position that they're looking at, and we're going to narrow it down to something like that.
And if you look on the screen, audio listeners, sorry you can't, but we got our mock draft 1.0 results up.
Which was I like that mock draft. We did a lot of trading. We ended up getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in four rounds.
Oh, can
not
you score?
Bad.
What's our, the overall draft?
We got a B+. Yeah. So this might be different because, like I said, there's guys that are going to be available in the second and third rounds that probably won't be there, or they have issues and might not even be in the draft. Like there's an edge rusher that plays for Army who might not even be eligible to play in the NFL. So there is going to be a little bit of stuff. But
do
what
we
do you guys
omit
want?
That
first
spot?
Round. Yeah, we omit. We're not going to take that. We're not going to take that guy because I did it and I picked the guys that they were letting you and you get an A+ every time.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to do that. We're going to go position. We're basically going to focus on position.
War Room's already saying, and this is from Kahuna, one of our War Room teammates. He was here on the last draft. He goes, we should switch up the wide receiver and CB orders from last time. So that's what
we went wide receiver first round, CB second round.
Yeah, I'll bring it back
you
up.
Traded up to 16 and got Jordan Addison.
Yeah, so we went Jordan Addison at wide receiver. I don't hate CB first, to be honest. I don't hate CB since
we're picking up DeAndre Hopkins, that makes sense.
I'm going CB. To me personally, with how deep the class is at both those positions, I still want to go cornerback or wide receiver in the first round.
Do we still take Cody Mauch if he's on the board?
In the third round, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What about if those two big running backs are there in the first round?
Yeah.
Bijan?
That's what I'm thinking, dude.
What if Bijan's there?
I'm thinking this. I'm thinking wide receiver and halfback round one, round two, cornerback round three, and then I'm hoping we only have one more pick after that, right? We're only doing four rounds?
Yeah.
Four rounds.
So tackle or linebacker or OT.
Linebacker.
It's like he wants to tickle my back or something like that.
Okay, let's hop into this shit. I agree with what Matty Vink just said. If Bijan Robinson's there at 26, I realistically think we probably will take him.
Okay, and are we doing
as the Cowboys, like Stephen Jones, like the real Cowboys, not us. I think they take Bijan Robinson if he's there.
And then 26. If not, you're looking at cornerback.
Or wide receiver, depending what guy's there.
Do you want to do any advanced settings?
No.
We're just going.
Look at them. Let's look at them. Let's look at them.
Oh, whoa. They added a new slider. So now we got things that we can adjust. We got public versus PFF board. We got care for position value. Don't know what that means. Draft for needs and randomness.
I think public versus PFF, you should go. They have it, looks like they have it at 25%. I think we should jump that up to like 33. PFF's giving themselves too much credit.
Oh, drop it down to public?
No. Public right now, they're saying 25% is going to go with the public. 75% is going to go with PFF, you know, right?
Just move it over.
Move it to 33%.
I see.
That's good.
Like there or
I think so. I think that's good because okay. that's since that's been added, that's why the board's been so fucking different because it's been way different the last few days. So PFF basically they have obviously a source that they're taking public drafts, like people that are doing these drafts, doing their own drafts here.
You just spent all this time fucking up their algorithm. So you just wow, the people are really taking Cody Mauch in like the second round.
And how about randomness? So
I don't like randomness too much. I like how it is.
Just leave it.
Well, if you go zero, it's just going to be the top. They're just going to I think leave it how it is. Speed right up because we're not trading. Let's fly through it. Let's go, baby.
All right, here we go.
You're on the clock.
Put your gloves on. And
let's
get
do
ready
it, baby.
Daddy, we got you your special salt shaker.
What a rush.
Here we go. You got to start the draft, son.
Here we go, starting.
Matty V's got it. There we go.
Okay, here we go. On the board. Wow.
Who's already been taken? I can't even see anything.
So this it doesn't matter who's been taken. That Andre Carter, that's the Army guy that's going to be there way later in the draft. So I think Bijan's gone, boys.
Yeah, he went 21 to the Bolts.
Damn.
So Bijan's gone. So that makes it easy for us. I honestly, in my opinion, Bijan being gone before the Cowboys pick at 26 is probably a good thing because then we just don't have to hear about it. Because I think if he's there at 26, we take him.
What about the running back from Alabama?
Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Is Gibbs still on there?
Let me look.
Scroll down the round one, Alex, on the further over. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Gibbs is still there. Gibbs is still there. I don't like it. I don't like taking Gibbs in the first round, to be honest.
Yeah, it has to be like that generational.
Yeah.
Robinson at 26, I don't mind. Gibbs, I'm not taking at 26. Go back to all the picks here.
EJ Will McClay Savage is saying Dalton Kincaid or Nolan Smith. Boots on the ground, Eric is saying McDonald's better be DoorDash to the war room right now.
No, it's only Whataburger, baby. We're getting it from Texas.
We got Deontay Banks, a cornerback from Maryland.
So right now, I don't like any of these picks, to be honest. Like if we were trading, I would be trading back personally.
Yeah, but we gotta go.
Which makes me go BPA. And I said I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm gonna
scroll down
Banks.
Some. AJ says Will McClay.
Okay, one sec here. I'm just want to check out this tall
drink of water.
tall drink of water, nice and slender, 6 foot two, 205.
I like it.
Yeah, so Banks is sticky without needing to use his size. I don't know what that means, and I don't like it. And I don't want to read any more about it.
So I'm saying Banks. I'm saying Banks, but let's discuss what else are we doing. Tight end, we're not doing a fucking tight end.
We can't do a tight end.
We're not. Either Nolan, for me personally, I'm going Nolan Smith or Deontay Banks.
Alex, so, can you scroll down and see the next highest wide receiver?
EJ Will McClay Savage says Dalton Kincaid, which is the tight end you said no, and then Nolan Smith, which is the one that you were just talking about.
I'm not drafting a tight end with the first pick.
Well, Mike McCarthy might not, but we'll have to talk to Jerry Jones. He might.
We got a lot of wide receivers
left.
I don't think we need to make a move on a wide receiver.
No, wide receivers, there's depth. We're looking at CB or edge. We're that Andre Carter, like I said, he'll still be there in the second. He's one of those glitched out guys right now.
Yeah, let's go. Well, listen, Mike, just because you share nachos with my dad, it doesn't mean you can run this fucking team. I'd say let's go for the edge. Let's go Nolan Smith.
I don't hate edge. I don't hate edge, to be honest.
Okay, let me look at this guy. Let's have a look. You know Jerry's...
Look-see.
You know I'm a size queen. Just everyone chill out and let me look at his stats.
So right now, anyone that's listening, while Alex is looking at some stats on Nolan Smith, we're between Edge, Nolan Smith from Georgia, and Deontay Banks, cornerback.
Okay, so
this
my
is
thoughts,
who we're trying to get right now.
He's 6'3", 235. That's all I really care about. It shows nothing about the player.
What about Draft Buzz, baby?
Draft Buzz was
key, dude. You don't even have the Draft Buzz.
Wow,
we're going.
Jerry's drunk with power right now.
You could have almost made a bad decision.
Oh yeah, exactly. Draft Buzz.
Who is it?
Oh, you know what? Okay, this next Wednesday when we do this, as soon as we hit start draft and we're on the clock, the 15-minute timer starts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
we got to give ourselves a little urgency on these picks.
Kind of nerdy for my liking, but
pretty fucking nerdy.
Glasses. Yeah. Oh, and a ponytail.
I don't know if I look. I don't know if I want one of those nerds, geeks running around the locker room, geeking everything up with his anime.
6'3", 235 for an edge rusher, guys. He's got to be predominantly a linebacker then, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not very big.
I don't like it. I don't like Nolan Smith.
Okay, so EJ Savage
But he
says,
is highly ranked. I do got
to
give
EJ
that.
EJ Savage has a note on Nolan Smith to point out would be that Georgia rotates players a lot more than other teams in the country, thus his numbers aren't as great, but he is very good and has bend around the edge.
So he's like a...
He's still a decent at the run game.
He's like a James Harrison, can fucking dip that shoulder.
Yeah.
A lot taller than James Harrison. I don't know, guys. What are you feeling here?
Well, Kahuna's saying thing is when we good edge defense, edge rusher.
Okay, we're going Deontay Banks.
Let me just look at him here.
I'm making the decision.
I like it.
6'2", 205, cornerback.
Good tackling. Bring him in. Welcome to the team.
It is kind of crazy that Banks and the edge rusher have the same 40 time.
And BPA. Well, what's their 40 time?
4.5.
Ooh, Banks is a 4.5 guy. Ooh, don't like that at cornerback, guys.
Yeah, so Kahuna's saying...
Crack me, you got it, son.
I don't hate it, but I feel like Sam Williams stock tanks with a round one edge if we pick up an edge. So that's why he's kind of against... Because Kahuna's saying go CB. You guys,
what's a bigger, Kate? I'm gonna ask you guys, what's a bigger need, edge or cornerback?
Edge,
really?
Cornerback.
You think with
I like
Marcus
Bland,
Lawrence?
Man.
All right, then. Well, then do it.
I hate do listen. It. I'm not Jerry Jones. I'm Stephen Jones.
Jones, how Jerry, long? You're the final pick. You outweigh us.
Yeah.
You're in this role play. Mike might be mad about it, but you outweigh the answer. So you click it. Let's get it. Our 15, we got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay.
Nine.
I've been salting eight. This thing for a long time, okay? And I've gone back and forth, but we're bringing home an edge rusher. Welcome to the team, Nolan Smith.
There it is.
That it is. There it is.
Oh.
I don't hate it. I mean, if an edge rusher, you can never have too many edge rushers, man.
Look, I didn't want it. That's the way that the cards fell, and I didn't like what I saw on the cornerback, my friends.
Okay, we got that Nathaniel Dell.
Yeah, Nathaniel Dell. So this is the thing, too.
Excellent.
I think he's falling for some reason because he's ranked 37. He's small, but he's very high on a lot of people's boards.
He's tiny.
I'm confused why he's falling so much. on these mock drafts.
With our first round pick, he was the next best available wide receiver, and he fell.
Well, that's, so in my draft, I did the one that I got the A+. I got the guy from the edge from Army, and then hit Nathaniel Tank Dell, and because he's always there for some reason, I just don't understand why.
I really am concerned about Dell's weight, like 163. That's how much I weigh. And
it's basically like another Tavante Turpin,
which I don't know that the Cowboys need that on wide receiver.
EJ Will McClay Savage says Tank Dell is my number six receiver, but he is very small.
Yeah, I just
five. What else we got on the board? What else we got on the board? 5'10", 163.
Yeah.
Well, that says 5'8", so I lean more towards he's basically me. Okay.
Can we zoom in on these names?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to zoom out just to hang on, let me get this. There we go.
So we got keep going down there.
Let's pick up another.
We want to look at position.
Gary Williams, quarterback.
Bergeron's good. I mean,
Travarius Hodge Tomlinson.
Yeah, Hodgson Tomlinson. He's a very good prospect at cornerback. I think this is broken. Like, I think a lot of these guys that they're showing are available here.
Well, we
aren't actually going to be there. Zach Charbonnet. He's a very good prospect from UCLA at halfback. We went edge, which none of us had even talked about pre-draft. So let's go back to what we had thought: wide receiver, cornerback.
That's So let's look at other wide receivers.
It's either Tank Dell or Trevate or Tomlinson. Those are our picks right now.
Well, let's look at wide receivers. Yeah, Dell, Wilson, Rice, Washington.
So Booty went. Booty's gone.
Booty went. Gone. Hyatt went. Hyatt went before Dell.
I don't like the 165 pounds, guys. I'm not sold. Go to cornerbacks, AJ.
Yeah.
If Cam Smith's there, I still like Cam Smith at two.
What about Ricks at CB?
I don't mind Ricks either.
We picked, didn't we? We were going to pick him up last time.
Yeah, let's Eli Ricks, Alabama, baby.
Since Daddy took an edge instead of a CB last round.
6'2", 190, a little tinier.
Lanky.
Lanky, not much to him. I don't like it. I'm such a stat hog too.
So what are you looking for right now?
Size.
I mean, we've really been thrown for a loop. To be quite honest, this is not the draft I was expecting. So,
let's go look at Tomlinson at cornerback then.
Will McClay is saying he likes Ricks. He says, or look at Tillman or Parker Washington. I'm just letting you guys know. I'm not saying listen to Will McClay. Daddy, I know last time I was talking about Will McClay, you yelled at me. Don't appreciate being yelled at in a public forum.
Well,
I want to see Tomlinson here.
LaDainian Tomlinson's retired. I don't think you can pick
that's
him up.
That's a great.
Put him on NFL Network, baby.
He's 5'8", 175.
Yeah, fuck that. Eli Ricks it. Come on. You got your pick at edge.
What about Garrett Willems?
No, Dan
Quinn.
Don't like him.
Come on, Dan Quinn. Fight for... Oh no, you're Schottenheimer.
I'm rolling with Anth. He's not even letting me call plays.
I like Eli. Schottenheimer's just here to hold my Whataburger, baby.
He's placeholding your spot. He's like a stand-in for a movie. He's a stand-in. He just comes in and gets lit and then until the actor shows up.
So this is what we're gonna do. AJ got his pick at one.
Yep. Now Dan Quinn.
I'm getting my pick at Eli Ricks.
Yeah,
and then Vink and Ad get it to battle out to see who gets third and fourth rounds. Eli Ricks, pencil him in, baby. Let's go.
Welcome to the team.
I want a good running back or wide receiver here.
There's going to be lots of running backs left.
So Schottenheimer calling, and then Steven fucking Batson Jones goes last.
Tomlinson's still there.
He's still there. What the fuck?
AJ broke it with all of his adjustments, I bet.
It's
been weird. So this is what I think they do. I think PFF
watch time
change it. I think they change their stuff. So completely
wipe their database.
The rankings completely.
Damn it, Cody's gone.
Mach is gone.
Fuck.
The only reason we got Mach because we had traded rounds, so we had our third round was closer than 90.
Yeah, well, he's in Chicago, so have fun there.
Have fun.
So let's start here. Adam and Vink, what position are you guys looking at?
Well, I'm looking at, Alex, scroll down a bit. I'm looking at running back and wide receiver. So it's this Devin Akane, Michael Wilson from Stanford as a wide receiver.
EJ Will McClay Savage is saying Devin Akane might be the fastest guy in the draft.
Woo, let's check it out.
Bring him up, bring him up.
Devin Akane Magic?
From Texas A&M, I believe.
5'9", 185.
All these are slot receivers. 4'2", though. He's a burner, baby.
Damn, dude, that's
a burner. He's got that combine tape, baby.
And they have him as the third ranked running back. We're taking Devin Akane.
Ooh, there you go. Okay,
Devin Akane. Welcome to the. Is it a cane or a chain?
A chain, says EJ Will McClay.
Savage. Yeah, a chain.
Pronounced a chain, I believe.
Bring him on.
Bring him on.
Bring him to the team.
Devin, 8 chains, a chain.
4.2 chains.
That's quick.
That's exciting.
The only reason I don't like that is if we pair him with Tony Pollard. Now, you know, a bruiser would be good, but 4.2 is 4.2, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen Jones, you're up.
Okay, let me see what we got on the clock here.
Oh, look, we got Tank Bigsby.
Hey, we already have Devin Achane.
Fucking D-Way McBride, who we took last time.
We already have.
No, we didn't. We were going to go McBride, we took Mochbet, baby.
Okay, bring up Michael Wilson.
Okay. Do you want to see him on the NFL Draft Buzz?
Give me some stats on Michael Wilson.
Add his full. You don't care about the stats. You just care about what he looks like.
I care about what he looks like and how fast he is.
Add is a full-on, he needs to know if he drives with the swag of the player.
I'm looking for a big body receiver.
Now listen.
So he's big.
6'2", 216.
Bat.
That's like one of the bigger guys we've looked at.
Bat, son, I don't want to influence your opinion, but I love this guy's size. 6'2", 216.
Okay, so this goes, there's your bruiser in McBride. And then he goes, check wide receivers. Wilson has injury history.
When it's Ad's pick, we got to make sure he can't look at the chat.
I know.
I've been calling out the chat for you guys the whole time.
That's true.
This is your turn, Steven. This is your turn to get out of the chat.
Okay, give me
injury history. I don't like it.
Give me some more people. Give me some other wide receivers here.
More wide receivers?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know you like that.
Here's my list. Ooh, big drop off from Michael Wilson to.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's not, like, we're in the dead
we
stock.
Did not
I do like Wilson's size, man.
Okay, I like his size.
Okay, we're dead stock right now. Give me quarterbacks.
Hey, check. Hey, fourth.
Let's check them. Let's
do
check
it.
Him.
Check it out.
Aiden O'Connell, there's that fake handoff bastard. He's not coming on.
No, that was Wake Forest. The guy that did the fake. Yeah, he was Wake Forest.
Well, still fuck Aiden O'Connell.
I don't want to fuck him. I want to draft him.
I don't like him.
Stetson Bennett.
I don't like Stetson Bennett either.
Okay.
Okay, so go back to the wide receivers.
Jaren Hall's got a little bit of a Jalen Hurst thing going on.
Look, he's ranked 222.
That's a good number.
We're not going to draft him.
I think
him
take that 6'2 wide receiver.
Yeah.
From Stanford.
Michael Wilson?
Seems like the best. Not only is it BPA nice... He's pretty close to your best player available, but he's also
and there's a big drop off in wide receivers.
I was just going to say, yeah. Okay, Michael Wilson.
Welcome
to the team.
Here
baby.
We go.
I'm saying we got a B minus.
I want to see what my draft grade is, and then we're all going to individually look at our grades. So
I got a C minus on mine.
AJ got a B plus.
A B. Okay. We got a little worse, but
Eli Ricks. The thing I'm gonna love about this is to see where they actually end up going compared to our actual draft picks.
Well, I'm saving them all. So we're gonna have
I love that you're saving them all.
We're gonna have a little less. And you know what? It's unfortunate because that Eli Ricks pick, like, I can't remember exactly, but I don't think he was in the top.
There was two corners rated above him.
Yeah.
There was Garrett Williams and
that's right. So that's why
the other guy, but he was So
all,
I mean
that's all, why we got the C
all I know
that.
Is Michael Wilson in the fourth. He's not only a smart guy cuz he goes to Stanford, but he's a big body, fast receiver.
Ivy League baby.
He's
Ivy
also League. He's 76 on PFF's big board, and we got him at 129. So that doesn't seem very realistic.
Hey, no, don't. Hey,
well, this is the thing.
Schottenheimer, I will shot you the fuck out of here.
I think it's a little broken right now, the PFF mock draft. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go after we get off the cast. I'm going to go look at some of these guys. I've looked at Eli Ricks, but I'm going to check out Achane, Wilson, and Nolan Smith. just to see what they look like. I like doing this because each week we get more names that we're kind of aware of.
We hone in on and watch a little tape, grind a little
watch
tape.
Watch a little tape. And by tape, it's like the gangster rap like music videos that guys make of them, of just their best
YouTube
plays.
Compilation.
The college compilation.
So it's like, it's not even watching tape, but it gets me jacked up. Every player looks like a Hall of Famer to me. I'm like, we got to get this guy.
Yeah. Just shows their like 10 best plays in their 3 or 4 years in college.
Yeah. I'm sold on all of them. I like these picks. So what we went edge. So we split it up, boys. We went edge. We went defense, defense, offense, offense. I like that split.
Yeah. Reverse of what I would have liked, but this is what happens when you're in the war room.
AJ literally said he wanted running back, wide receiver, or wide receiver, running back. Then he picks an edge you liked him.
I liked him, and we were dealing with the war room. I mean, if this was Madden, I probably would have just jumped to the wide receiver, but the edge has a role in just making that defense. I do like the comments from Barry
Grant. Can we get a Google image of Nolan Smith?
Oh, yeah. But Barry Grant was mentioning... bring him up.
I think we got a Google image all four of our picks.
Yeah,
yeah. You can get them ready. Well, so.
Oh, yeah. Nolan Smith, dork.
Yeah, Nolan Smith and Michael Wilson, they both are the smarties for the team. Like the smart guys.
I'm pretty excited to have this Nolan
Smith. Wouldn't mind the goggles. I hope he goes goggles.
Like that is not Michael Wilson.
I should be showing.
Of course, Michael Wilson.
You guys are all having a good old time over there. I'm looking at.
No, okay. Because Michael Wilson pulled up like a bunch of old white men.
Jay Jones.
Yeah, he Michael Wilson pulled up and it looked like fucking Phil Donahue showed up on here.
So we got our first. I didn't even see what our first round pick looked like.
I know. I'm gonna. I'm pulling them all up now. And we're gonna look. Oh, them together. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hiding it so that AJ could have all of them lined up.
Yeah, but you guys all started laughing, looking like you're having the best time. I felt left out.
EJ Savage says AJ would have picked up AT Perry in the first round.
Don't know what that means.
AT Perry?
Katy Perry?
I don't know. I thought.
Oh, AT Perry. Yeah. I think that's.
The handoff guy?
No, it's someone. Don't talk to me right now. Let me just.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's doing this thing right there. So, how do we feel then, boys, about this week?
I don't like that we went edge first, to be honest. It's not. I don't think edge is a position that the Cowboys need right now. I think cornerback. Honestly, I think wide receiver.
Matt's pissed off. He's leaving.
Oh, no, actually, I can wait like 5 minutes.
No, I just don't. I don't think edge was necessarily a need.
I agree, but when you get into the war room scenario, okay.
Do you think there's an edge rusher at 26 that we're going to draft that can instantly be the best edge rusher on the team?
I don't like the pick either because it's not a high need. Like wide receiver.
26 is a weird pick though. It's a weird spot.
You got to play where the cards lie. And on another draft, we would have had Bijan Robinson right there and I would have pulled him.
Okay. So
AJ, you would have traded down in real life there.
EJ Savage is saying Wake Forest wide receiver that I had at third round grade on. And AJ said he wanted him in the first. When Anth asked who everyone wanted at 26 at the end of our other show. So that's who at Perry is.
Okay, gotcha. Exactly. And I do not know, I still don't to this day know who he is and what he does out there.
So I guess now looking at, because Anth, you don't love that they got the edge rusher, that's where we could have drafted the running back Gibbs from Alabama.
Yep.
So I guess you kind of look at it like, would you rather have Gibbs first round and then have... You would switch
an edge in the third?
Yeah, an edge in the third.
So the only and this changes my opinion with what happens in free agency and what happens with Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, right? If Ezekiel Elliott or Tony Pollard are gone, like Elliott to me isn't going to be a Cowboy next year. So I think a first round pick of running back makes it automatically better.
So you got him? Okay.
I got all the pictures out. Here's the thing. I don't know who they are.
Okay, that's Nolan Smith.
Is that that's AJ's pick?
That's AJ's pick. Yeah. Well, because, it's not like Jerry Jones is going to know who it is anyways either.
What, is he going to play with those glasses on?
Time out. Just because you got the fucking Hogwarts game on Xbox doesn't mean we need to go find our next wizard for the team. You pick this guy? This was your first round pick? We want killers. We don't want someone that's going to help us solve math problems.
Yeah, but have you seen a... I forget his name.
Don't look at me.
Denver Broncos linebacker. It doesn't matter.
Von Miller?
Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller.
He's kind of got the same guaranteed thing going
on. Guaranteed this guy would kick my ass, by the way.
Absolutely. And mine great pick. At the I think same it's, time.
And guess I what? Think when we draft him, he's going to kick your ass.
He's just doing the Superman thing where you're like, oh, who's this guy? I don't know. This guy looks like a stupid nerd. Kicks sand in his face.
If we draft him,
he takes the glasses off.
If we draft him, I'm buying the exact same pair of glasses. So yeah, sign him up. As soon as he actually becomes a Cowboy, I'm his biggest fan.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so Nolan. No,
guess who this guy is.
That's the wide receiver.
Nope.
Is that my guy? Is that Eli Ricks?
Nope.
That's A-Chain?
That's A-Chain.
A-Chains?
No,
A-Chains!
I don't know who it is, to be honest.
No, that's our second pick. Isn't that Eli Ricks?
No, that's not Eli Ricks.
No, I got Eli Ricks coming up.
Okay, this is the Stanford wide receiver then.
That's not my guy.
Okay. He is who he is.
That's not my guy. My guy is the guy. that is my guy.
Michael Wilson.
I thought A-Chain was my guy. Yeah, that's right.
I just pulled up the pictures that showed their faces.
What is happening in the war room?
Okay, hang on.
There we go. There's A-Chain. My boy.
There he is.
I'm sold on A-Chain, man.
I want A-Chain so bad now on the third.
He does look badass.
A-Chain, I can't wait to watch his highlights. 4-2, guaranteed the guy's got some incredible mixtape highlights going on.
Yeah, he was a B. He was a B draft, or was he a B plus? He was a B plus.
Well, get my C minus up there, Eli Ricks.
Okay, here comes Eli Ricks.
Is that Eli Ricks?
Yeah.
He's not 6'6".
Well, I don't know. Maybe someone just made this photo. Alabama cornerback Eli Ricks arrested in Mississippi.
That's supposed to be him.
Is this real?
Eli, baby. Is that why? When did this happen? Maybe that's why he's dropping down.
This is a year ago.
That's a year ago. That's my guy. So the reason the C minus Eli Ricks is just like my school career. We do just enough to get by. C minus, baby. Welcome to the Cowboys.
Doesn't matter.
Welcome to the team.
So that was not as good as the last one. We didn't do trades. I think on the next one I do like the trade option.
We're allowed one trade.
One trade. Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
We went buck wild with trades, which was fun.
I wasn't a fan with the alterations at the beginning, which messed up the rest of the draft.
We made one.
Just say
Alex 5%
hates. I'm just saying.
But I don't disagree. But it's all going to be corrected hopefully next week because the combine's going to be finished. So they're going to have whatever that's going to be.
Right. That's going to good call, Alex. That's going to change the picks a bunch. And it's going to be fun watching the combine. We will be back live on Sunday. We don't know the exact time, but Sunday we will be going live again. And it'll be perfect timing because we get to discuss a bunch of news from the combine. And if we didn't go live Sunday, we wouldn't be able to talk about that stuff till Wednesday, and then it wouldn't be news anymore.
Yeah.
So we will be back on Sunday. Matty Vink, appreciate you coming by,
popping
on with the guys. Love having you on, man. Yeah, it's always fun. A good time. Adam and Alex hated both your guys' picks, even though mine was a C-.
Mm-hmm. I got an A. Wilson, fourth rounder.
This made me so fucking fired up for the draft, though.
This is what I mean. This is the best part because every time we pick someone, it's kind of like it's like fantasy football a little bit. It's like, well, now we have a guy in the draft.
Well, I thought he wasn't here when we discussed it. We're doing a 3-day draft live stream at your place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alex had mentioned it.
Okay, sweet. Okay, good.
I threw it out there.
Good. Love it.
Good.
Good.
We made plans. All right. For the bandwagon boys over there, Matty Vink on the couch in my beautiful spot. I'm over here in Kelowna freezing my balls off, but we will be back on Sunday.
Thanks to the chat for coming out on a beautiful Wednesday evening.
All right, guys. Crack them if you got them.
Hey, baby!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.